May these spoken words be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Do please take a seat. Now, if there are any children here, do please come to the front. There's some mats here so you can sit down on them. So I've got something for you all. So come and sit down. Because I've brought something for all of you. I hope I've got enough. There's a balloon for you. There's a balloon for you. Come and sit down and hold your balloon. Hope I've got enough balloons for everyone. We have got quite a lot today, haven't we? There you go, take a balloon. You've got take one out there. Would you like a balloon? Come and sit down. There you go. What colour do you want that on? Got lots of balloons for everyone. Oh, good. We have got enough. Fantastic. Take a balloon, Melody. So, as you can see, I've brought lots of balloons with me today. Now, you can get all kinds of different balloons, can't you? You can get the round party type of balloons, can't you? And you can get these kind of long balloons that you're holding. And these long balloons are very fun because you can twist them into all sorts of shapes, can't you? So do feel free to have a go if you want to twist yours into a different shape. Now, I brought some balloons because, do you know, we can be a bit like a balloon sometimes. Yes, we can get a bit puffed up. We can get a bit puffed up like a balloon. We might get a bit puffed up with our own importance. We might think we're great, and we might expect everyone else to think that we're great too. Maybe we get puffed up because we're really clever. We think, oh, I'm so clever, I'm so much cleverer than everyone else, and we start to get a bit big-headed, don't we, like this balloon. We might be really good at our jobs. And so that would get us a bit more puffed up, wouldn't it? Or we might be good at sports. Or we might be the best singer in the choir. We might get puffed up with our own sense of self-importance. And the problem is, when we do that, when we get all puffed up and we think we're really, really important, and we convince ourselves, well, actually, we're much better than anyone else. We really are the most important person. Do you know what happens quite often when we do that? Something comes along to burst our balloon. If you don't like noises, cover your ears now. Woo! That was loud. Something comes along and bursts our balloon and reminds us that actually, perhaps that isn't the way we should be thinking. And Jesus did warn us that this was going to happen. He said that if we're too proud and we think too highly of ourselves, we could be headed for a fall. But on the other hand, if we're humble and we realise that actually, it's only through God's strength that we're able to do any great things, we'll be given a place of honour in the kingdom of God. Jesus said in the reading today, he said, all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I wonder why he said that. He noticed something that was going on in the reading. Some people were trying to get some seats, weren't they? What were they doing? Do you remember? Did you hear that? The Pharisees were trying to go for the... It was John, was it? Oh, you've popped your balloon as well. Oh, right. Take another. There's one more, look. So they were trying to get the best seats. They were jostling to get the best seats because they thought they were the most important people. The Pharisees wanted everyone to think they were great. They were getting big-headed, weren't they? But he said that actually, in heaven, they'd be in for a surprise. Because he said those who exalt themselves will be humbled. And those who humble themselves will be exalted. And so he said that that isn't how we should behave. He said that when we get to a feast, we should take the lowest seats. Because actually, in the kingdom of heaven, God will honour us and move us up to the highest place, that he will exalt us. I wonder why Jesus teaches us to be humble. I wonder if any of you children sitting here with your balloons know what it means to be humble. What is humble? What does that mean? A humble servant, someone who trusts. Someone you can trust. That's good, yeah. And your name's Emily. Good. It's good to meet you, Emily. Does anyone else have any thoughts about what it means to be humble? So Jesus said we mustn't be proud. We've got to be humble. Do you think you know, Kesra?
To not be overexcited,
to not think too much about yourself, to maybe think about other people as well. Think about others. Yeah, that's exactly what he was talking about. Jesus was saying, think about other people, not just yourself. Don't just think that you're the best at everything. Think about other people. And even go so far as to let them have the best seats. Let other people have the good stuff as well as yourself. And that can be difficult to do, can't it? It can be very difficult to do. Because many of us do prefer to be seen as better, don't we? I wonder how many of us actually like to give the impression that we are better than others. Maybe that we're better Christians than others. And actually, deep down, the reason that we do this is not necessarily because of an inflated sense of self-importance, but actually because of a lack of it. We might do it because actually we have quite low self-esteem. We feel insecure, and we cover those feelings of insecurity with our defensive frustration. Pride can be a kind of defense mechanism, putting down others to try and help us feel better. We might say things like, I've done my bit, why can't someone else have a go? Why can't they commit to coming every week? I don't want them coming in and ruining my church. And behind those thoughts might be, actually, our fears. I've done my bit, but is it actually enough? Is it enough for God? And I come every week, but actually, they seem so much more at peace than me. Or, this is my territory, the place where I feel secure, and I don't want change. Actually, transmitting our fears and insecurities onto others doesn't do us any good. But transforming them instead into love and acceptance of ourself leads us to a deeper love and acceptance of others. We need to accept ourselves so that we can accept other people. And that's what it means to be humble. So thank you, Kasra. Yes, it's about thinking about other people as well as ourselves. But not to have a low opinion of ourselves. We mustn't think that we're rubbish, because we're not. We're absolutely not. God loves us. God thinks that we are amazing. God made us. And we need to value ourselves in the same way that God values all of us. So when you value what you bring to the table, you see what God values. And so you also value the contribution of others. And that's what changes our perspective. Our vision enlarges. We see ourselves and others the way that God sees us, gathers around the table and ready to share in his kingdom. And there's room for us all. But remember, all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So let us pray that we will be humble and not proud, that we will know that what we are worth to God and have the security that comes from knowing that we are loved. Amen.